This is the local VK5 news segment.
Hi, this is Steve, VK5SFA. I have been asked to facilitate the sale of all amateur radio equipment belonging to the late Dr. Colin Luke, VK5XY. The equipment will be sold in a silent auction. The list and instructions on how to bid have been sent out to all Adelaide-based radio clubs for distribution amongst their members. If you are not a member of a radio club and would like to see this list, then please email me at vk5sfa@wia.org.au and I will forward you a copy. Best 73 from Steve, VK5SFA.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, with all the latest news from the North East Radio Club. Now, those of you who listen to the F-Troop Net will have noticed that I conducted last Friday's, and I'll be doing it for a couple of weeks, whilst Tony, VK5FBIC, is away on a well-earned holiday. So remember, the F-Troop Net is on the Link Repeater Network every Friday at 5pm. So come along and join in for a final QSO of the week. And of course, the ever popular Coffee Club is on at the Tea Tree Gully Library every Wednesday morning. So come along for some coffee and conversation. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be a general meeting, and it's next Friday, the 14th of March. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall, get there at 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. And as usual, there's plenty of parking, and tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. Now, Tony, VK5FBIC, has sent out an email regarding the auction of the radio gear from the estate of Colin, VK5XY. Now, there's quite a good selection of used amateur radio equipment and test gear, and it's listed there, and take a look and see if you'd like to purchase an item or three of these. And the bids should be sent to Steve, VK5SFA, by midnight on Wednesday, the 30th of March. All the details are in the attachments to the group's IO email. Well, that's all for now. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And news from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Progress continues with relocating our 70cm repeater setup from the old hut and tower at the Bluff to the much better new hut and tower. The repeater, which is also our C4FM repeater, is now fully installed in the new hut and the antennas are on the new tower. All of the functions in the hut can now be monitored remotely, and the whole system is also solar powered and totally off grid. A very big thank you to Peter, VK5BE, Nick, VK5NJS, John, VK5DJ, and numerous others for their continued efforts in setting all of this up. We are extremely fortunate to have been granted the use of the new hut and space on the big tower thanks to the generosity of the site owner. Being a small privately owned and local organisation, we now have much greater security of tenure than we had with the previous location, where corporate takeovers meant that we really had no guarantee of a long-term arrangement, whereas now we have a written lease agreement and a reasonably long tenure. In other news, one of our older members, who is now a resident of a local branch of a well-established aged care facility, called in on our callbacks following last Sunday's local VK5 news broadcast. It was great to hear Murray, VK5BWA, although his signal was pretty weak as he was using a 5-watt handheld with just a rubber ducky antenna from inside his room. We must investigate the possibility of getting him a better antenna. Another member, Ian, VK5NBL, is currently in Flinders Medical Centre, and we wish him all the very best for a speedy recovery and return home. A couple of our members went to visit Colin, VK5DK, in another aged care facility last week, but, unfortunately, COVID had reared its ugly head at the facility, and so we had to postpone the visit until we are sure the outbreak is over. Just a quick reminder to book your accommodation now for our 2025 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships on the King's Birthday long weekend on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of June. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Sir.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 9th of March. AREG's next meeting will be on Friday the 21st of March, where we'll have a talk from David Rowe, VK5DGR, on the new Radio Auto Encoder, or RADI, digital voice mode. RADI is a new approach to HF digital voice and combines machine learning techniques with classical DSP to send high-quality speech over low SNR HF channels. Come along and find out about the cutting edge in HF digital voice technology. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentations kicking off at 7:30 p.m. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast on Zoom and will also be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. For our April meeting, which falls on the Good Friday public holiday, AREG is currently planning on having a combined picnic, park activation and fox hunt in a park in the Adelaide area. Currently, it's looking like this will likely be at the Morialta Conservation Park, but keep an eye on the AREG website for details as we get closer towards the day. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming AREG events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is Paul Hoffman, VK5PH, and I'm the training officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. First of all, I would like to thank my fellow assessors who have helped train 24 foundation licensed students since the beginning of this year. In the last session, we even had an 8-year-old obtain his foundation license. The Mitcham Council has provided our training group with 3 grants to pay for 2 information sessions, training classes and field days. To make use of these grants, we need attendees at each activity. I need your help to recruit people for 2 free amateur radio information sessions. Both sessions will commence at 19:30, with the first being held at the Mitcham Community Centre on the 26th of March and the second held at the Blackwood Community Centre on the 27th of March. Interested parties will then be invited to free training sessions. Bookings are essential to ensure that we have sufficient refreshments and resources. Please have any interested parties contact me on 041 8803 177 or by email vk5ph@wia.org.au as soon as possible to secure their place. If you know someone who needs more details, I can email a brochure to you. Thanks for your support.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.